나야라타 마타바 군자비 아리 고피자나발라카 기리가다차리 발라타 길이 걸었다
Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupad ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharya Stotra Sri Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupad ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kunradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai. Bhagadeep Tham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jamana Mai Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. All glory is to the assembled devotees. All glory is to the assembled devotees. All glory is to the assembled devotees. Go and pray in our day. Thank you all very much for kindly coming to this program. This little heart, or looser. Just loose. More loose.
That's good, not tight. That's better.
Except this mess. Well, in that case, then a little higher.
Is that standard?
Oh, if it works, yeah.
Yes.
So let us begin this auspicious occasion by checking our cell phones. All cell phones, please, in silent mode. Thank you very much.
This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 12, text 20. Ye tu dharmam ritam idam yatoktam paryupasate shradhatana matpadama pottaste divame priyaha ye tu dharmam ritam idam yatoktam paryupasate shradhatana matpadama bhaktaste tiva me priya
ye
those who dharma of religion
amritam
nectar
idam
this
yatha
as
uktam
said.
Paryupasate,
completely engaged.
Shraddhatana,
with faith.
Matparama,
taking me, the Supreme Lord, as everything.
Bhaktaha,
devotees.
Adiva,
very, very.
Me,
to me.
Priyaha,
dear.
Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Purport. In this chapter, from verse 2 through the end, from Mayade Shamano Ye Ma, fixing the mind on me, through Yetu Dharmamritamidam, this religion of eternal engagement, the Supreme Lord has explained the processes of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such processes are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts a person engaged in them. The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahma, or one who is engaged in the personal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was raised by Arjuna, and the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the personality of Godhead is the best of all processes of spiritual realization. In other words, in this chapter it is decided that through good association, one develops attachment for pure devotional service and thereby accepts a bona fide spiritual master, and from him begins to hear and chant and observe the regulative principles of devotional service with faith, attachment, and devotion, and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. This path is recommended in this chapter. Therefore, there is no doubt that devotional service is the only absolute path for self-realization, for the attainment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonal conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth, as described in this chapter, is recommended only up to the time one surrenders himself for self-realization. In other words, as long as one does not have the chance to associate with the pure devotee, the impersonal conception may be beneficial. In the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, one works without fruitful result, meditates, and cultivates knowledge to understand spirit and matter. This is necessary as long as one is not in the association of a pure devotee. Fortunately, if one develops directly a desire to engage in Krishna consciousness, in pure devotional service, he does not need to undergo step-by-step improvements in spiritual realization. Devotional service, as described in the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, is more congenial. One need not bother about materials to keep body and soul together, because by the grace of the Lord, everything is carried out automatically. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of devotional service.
Om Jamati Nirantasya Jananjana Shulakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Buddhabe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Buddhabe Svayam Rupa Pada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Pukatamanam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Chagrajatam Shaharanata Vrnatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savatutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shaharana Savita Sri Vishakhanditam Shra He Krishna Purana Sahita Dina Bandho Chapatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kata Kanta Namostate Tapta kam sarangaurangi radhe vrindavaneshani krishna karu sute devi pranamami hari priye vansha ko pitrupyascha kripa sindho pyayevacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha shri krishna chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yetu Dharmamritam Idam Toktam Paryukasate Shraddhana Matparama Bhaktaste Tivane Ne Priya.
this chapter of Bhagavad Gita is important because it raises a question that is very pertinent to spiritual understanding and which is often misunderstood and even misrepresented by teachers of spirituality, both in India and elsewhere. At the beginning of this chapter, Arjuna asks the Lord, there are two paths of spiritual realization. Let's pick it up. Evam satata yukta ye bhaktaste bhaktastvam paryabhasate ye chapyakshra bhagvattam tesham ke yogavit tamam. The Arjuna asks, which is better? Those who are satata yukta ye, always connected, bhaktas, your devotees, bhaktaste paryupasate, who are always engaged in worshipping you, are they better? Or, cha, apyakshuram avyaktam, those who are engaged in the inconceivable, impersonal, absolute, impersonal avyakta, beyond words, beyond everything. Tesham ke yogavit tamaha, which is the best yogavit, the best knower of yoga? Personalist or the impersonalist? Those who are engaged in the service of Krishna as the highest, or those who are engaged in the pursuit of the impersonal absolute and conceive of Krishna as a manifestation of that higher truth? And the Lord at once answered, Maya Veshamano Ye Ma Nitya Yukta Upasate Shudaya Padayopeta, Shudhana Matparama. Yes? Shudaya Padayopeta Steme Yukta Tama. At once, those who are engaged in my devotional service are the best, yukta tama. Maya, mayi avesha mano ye man, those whose minds are attached to me. Nitya yukta upasate. And who are constantly engaged in my service or in worshipping me. Shraddhaya padaya, with spiritual faith. Te me yukta tama. They're the best. Then the Lord says, those who are engaged in the engaging their minds on the impersonal absolute can also gradually achieve it. But again, he comes to the conclusion that those who are engaged in devotional service are engaged in the superior path and also the more practical path. The Lord says that for those who are engaged in the impersonal absolute truth, klesho dikataraste shalam yukta sattvachetasa. They undergo so much trouble. Klesha means trouble. If you have to fix your mind on something which has no form, no qualities, no name, no activity, nothing that you can speak about, nothing that you can perceive. Can you do that? Can anyone here say, yes, I can fix my mind on such an entity? No form, no qualities, no color, no sound, no... As soon as you've identified something specific, that's not it. Something beyond words, beyond form, beyond qualities, beyond all of these things. Can you fix your mind on something like that?
But if we ask that, please fix your mind on the form of Krishna, just as here Radha and Krishna are present. Is it very difficult? How Krishna is dressed, how Krishna is playing his flute, how Krishna is standing with Srimati Radharani, how they're decorated with flowers. That form you can at once think of and go on thinking of. Or if you have to think of, if we ask, please think of the activities of Krishna, you have your choice. You can think of Krishna stealing butter. You can think of Krishna killing so many demons, Akasura, Bakasura, Keshi, Kamsa, or dancing with the gopis, or playing with the cowherd boys, or herding the cows, or speaking Bhagavad Gita. You have your choice of so many activities on which you can very easily fix your mind. Or if we ask you to fix your name, your mind on the name of Krishna, again, you can take your choice. Krishna, Govinda, Madhusudan, again, Giridhari, there are so many names of Krishna. And any one name, you can go on remembering and remembering. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala. You can go on thinking and thinking of the name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, how he's beautiful, how he's so wise that he can speak a book like Bhagavad Gita, how he's so strong that he's upholding all of the universes, or just upholding Govardhan Hill with one finger of one hand. Beauty, fame, his fame is everywhere. Beauty, fame, knowledge, strength, wisdom, renunciation, all wonderful qualities, therefore all attractive. This Krishna, you can go on thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking of Krishna. And Krishna's recommending, Manmana, just think of me. Manmana Bhavavad Bhakta, become my devotee. Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, just engage in my service and offer your namaskars to me. Surrender to me. Then I guarantee you'll come to me. We can remember the words of Krishna as spoken here in Bhagavad Gita, or the words spoken about Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. There's no shortage of Krishna subject matters on which we can fix our mind. We have so many books, Bhagavad Gita as it is, one volume, Srimad Bhagavatam, 30 volumes, Chaitanya Charitamrita, another 15 volumes. If you like to read, then you can read about Krishna, on and on and on and on. You can read about something impersonal, but what you'll read is that the impersonal is beyond the words in this book. The word, the impersonal, cannot be described. Then, how far can we go? Then you can have one book, maybe 2-3 pages. But here we can have so many books describing Krishna. So Krishna says, this is easy. You can fix your mind on me. And the other thing is very difficult, to fix the mind on something impersonal, something void, something without qualities. And it's not only a question of easier. Someone will say, well, you want to do the easy thing, but I want to do the more difficult thing that gets me to a higher point. The PhD is more difficult than the MA. So you may say, all right, the MA is easier, but I say the PhD is higher. Let me go for the PhD. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti Dhananjaya. My dear Dhananjaya, Arjuna, there's nothing higher than me. Aham sarvasya prabhupo. Everything comes from me. Matta sarvam prabhartate. From me, everything comes. He says it forwards and backwards. There's nothing higher than Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate. And the impersonal, all-pervading, nirakar brahma,
is a feature of Krishna.
Just as we have the
sunshine, which is a feature of the sun, and we have the sun planet, which is the original source of the sunshine, so we have the impersonal absolute, and we have Krishna, who is the source of that impersonal absolute. Elsewhere in the 14th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Brahmano hi pratishtha. The impersonal feature stands on me, it rests on me. So there's no doubt, Srila Prabhupada says. There's no doubt. If we accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then the question is settled. Big, difficult question, debated among so many scholars. But it's settled by the supreme authority, Krishna himself. He says, thinking of me is the best. Yetu dharmamritam idam. In this 12th chapter, he describes at length the qualities of his devotee. And he says, bhakti ma yomad bhakta same priya. These devotees, those who engage in my service, are very, very dear to me. Very dear to me. Therefore, tesha maham smudhartha vritu samsara sahara bhavani na chirakparta maya deshita chetasa. Krishna says, for those who always think of me, who fix their minds on me, I'm the quick source of deliverance from the ocean of birth and death. The impersonal process may gradually deliver us over so many lifetimes of difficult endeavor. But by engaging in the service of Krishna, very quickly we can make progress. Can I ask everyone to move up a little bit, because there are people who need some space in the back? So the conclusion is clear, and the process is clear also. This chanting of Hare Krishna is so practical. You don't need any previous education or qualification. You don't need any great austerities. You don't need a special place to go to the Himalayas or to go to bank of the Ganga. You don't need a special time. You don't have to be a sannyasi. You don't have to be a Brahmin. You don't have to be a this or a that. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada used to make a point back in the 1960s, which is very pertinent right now. Srila Prabhupada says it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to go and pay money and go get a secret mantra or learn some difficult postures and this and that and pay money in some yoga studio. Just take this chanting of Hare Krishna. There's no fee attached. So what is the difficulty? It's easy. It's open to everyone. It doesn't cost anything. It's recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's recommended in the Shastras. We have our practical experience that by chanting Hare Krishna, people all over the world are becoming happy and becoming devotees of Krishna and making their life successful. So, simply one needs to follow an easy process. What is that? Srila Prabhupada said to associate with devotees. There are so many devotees of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has started this society of devotees where everyone can join and take part so we can associate. And in the association of devotees, naturally we'll talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna. Then as we become more and more attracted to Krishna, more and more serious about making spiritual progress, we can accept a qualified guide, a bona fide spiritual master. And under his guidance, we can continue our practice, how to chant, how to engage in Krishna's service.
tadvijnananta sadguru meva adigacchi. And be engaged in hearing about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. It doesn't mean we have to become sannyasis. It doesn't mean you have to give up your occupation. No. But it means to become serious about spiritual progress. To become... there's so many distractions, so many useless things manufactured by the victims of Kali Yuga to make us victims of Kali Yuga. But if we take this chanting of Hare Krishna, we can be saved from all distraction and be escape from the clutches of Maya and go back home, back to God. This is our real purpose here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions? We have a few minutes. Yes, Lord.
I have a hard time kind of sitting down and focusing.
A hard time sitting down and focusing? And chanting Hare Krishna. So you have a hard time sitting down and chanting, but it's easy for you while you're working or doing some other activities. So is that okay? Chanting all the time is okay. While you're walking, while you're doing work in your home, or while you're doing work outside, or while you're traveling, anytime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Smaranena Kala, there's no restriction. You can always chant anytime. Of course, it's helpful for us if we can have some time when we can especially focus, when I have no other business but to chant and hear Hare Krishna. If sitting is difficult, some of us have back problems, some of us have knee problems, some of us have some other problem, body is problematic, you can walk and chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada sometimes used to pace and chant Hare Krishna. You can do that. Or you don't have to sit on the floor. If a chair is comfortable for you, sit in the chair. Whatever is good for you. If you can, or if you're in the association of others, that's very helpful. When we're in the temple, then even though at home we might become distracted, in the temple we find it easier to focus. You can do that. But there's no restriction. You can chant all the time, and that's very wonderful. Some other question? Hare Krishna. You have a question, yes?
In Krishna's extensive answer, no question.
Right, you're nearer than your viewers from those, and you can hear.
Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question, later on, the one word comes up, we mentioned Samudarta, who's a swift and quick deliverer. Could you maybe speak a little bit, because sometimes it appears that that's not...
Krishna says that he quickly delivers his devotee from the clutches of birth and death. So, but sometimes it seems like a long time. Of course, it's relative. Nachirat, Krishna says, not after a very long time, very quickly. Because by the impersonal method, you'll have to go lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes to attain perfection on this. We're having difficulty sitting down and chanting Hare Krishna. What to speak of sitting down and not chanting anything? That's really hard. Trying to focus the mind on something within and not let it be deviated. And the yogis have to keep their eyes half open and half closed and fix them in difficult. There's so much difficulty. So that takes lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. But if we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, in this lifetime, you can go back to Godhead. Is that all right? And very quickly, even in this lifetime, very quickly you'll feel the result. You don't have to practice 40 years in the Himalayas, and then you'll see something. We have experienced that people chant Hare Krishna. After a few days, after a week, their whole life is started. They feel tremendous change. Some a little longer, some it takes a few hours, some takes a week, some after some months. Or sometimes we see that people, after maybe they come sometimes for a year or 2 years, and then gradually it takes off. Not even that's quick compared to lifetimes and lifetimes. Of course, the more we take it seriously, the more quick it becomes, and the quicker the better. Is that okay? Yes, maybe last question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you mentioned Brahmanohi Pratishta Aham. The other part of the verse is Amritasya Abhyayasya Cha, Shashvatasya Cha Dharmasya, Sukasya Aikrantikasya Cha. So why is it said that the Brahmana feature is impersonal, devoid of features, when Krishna is giving so many adjectives?
Why is it said that the Brahma feature is the Brahma, yes, feature is devoid of qualities, and then Krishna ascribes qualities to it? Sukasya Kantikasya, it's the source of all happiness. Yes, indirectly. The impersonal Brahma is indirectly described, like it's described achintya, inconceivable. That means you can't think of it. Arupa, it has no form. So actually it's relative to form, qualities, name, everything. But it's negative. We say no form, no qualities, no. Just like jail, you're in jail. So you have to think no bars, no walls, no guards, no stone bed. So that's a description of what it's like to be out of jail. But it's the description that's relative to the jail. It's the place where there's no bars. It's the place where there's no guards. So that's a negative description. It's not positive. The positive is there's trees, there's houses, there are shopping malls, there's you can go to the movies, you can, all of these things, whatever you like, you can do. That's not negative, that's positive. And that's not relative to the prison, that's in its own world. So the impersonal absolute is indirectly described. It's not this, it's not this, it's not this. That's a kind of description. But it's a description by way of saying it can't be described. They're pointing in the general direction. But when we describe Krishna, Venam Kwan Vantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Balavatam, he has lotus eyes, he's always playing on his flute, he's surrounded by his devotees. That's the positive description. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.